Welcome to Canadian Defense Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defense Review Magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defense industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defense technology.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the CDR Radio podcast. I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defense Review, Canada's leading defense magazine. Clean drinking water is an absolute must for the Canadian Armed Forces. They cannot fulfill their missions without having clean water on hand at all times. Bluemetric Environmental is an Ottawa-based consulting and engineering company. They design, fabricate, deliver, and service clean water processing systems for defense, commercial, and industrial clients, including the CAF. Corey Switzer is Bluemetric's Director of Clean Tech and Military Market Leader. Scott Healy is Bluemetric's Strategic Partnership Manager Military. They're here to tell us more about Bluemetric. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on the CDR Radio podcast. Corey, please tell us a bit more about Bluemetric.
Yeah, thanks, James, and thanks, CDR, for having us today. So to tell you a little bit more about Bluemetric, we've been around for over 45 years, primarily providing environmental consulting, engineering solutions, as well as on the clean tech side of things, is what Scott and I are here to tell you a bit about today, is more on the water, wastewater treatment design, delivery, and service and support across four different markets, with one market really in our focus is the military market here in Canada, but also reaching into other NATO countries.
Now, Scott, let's talk about your company's work with the Canadian Armed Forces, starting with the Reverse Osmosis Water Purification Unit Repair and Overhaul Contract. What is this contract all about?
Thanks, James, for the question. Well, when I was in the Canadian Armed Forces, the Ropio was the mainstay of the support equipment to the Canadian Army, the men and women that deploy and conduct exercises. The technology has been perfected by Bluemetric over the last 15 or so years that we've been engaged with the Canadian Armed Forces with this particular unit. And at this current time, obviously, with time, we're updating and providing new aspects to the equipment so that it will continue to perform at the very high level that it has throughout its employment with the Canadian Forces.
Okay, so what can you tell us about the Advanced Subunit Water Purification System contract in partnership with Rheinmetall that you've got for the CAF?
Well, that particular unit, I like to call that, that's the mini-me. It's about a third of the size of the Ropio unit. And the real impetus behind that particular unit is the fact that it is smaller, it is lighter, and again, with technology improvements, both from a technical point of view and a material point of view, that piece of kit, we feel at Bluemetric, is going to be much more versatile and employable because of the fact that it can move in a much quicker way than the Ropio. Ropio is very heavy, as you're well aware, and it performs its functions. But again, we wanted to, at Bluemetric, with Rheinmetall and the Canadian Armed Forces, to have another tool in the toolbox to provide water support to the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Anything from you, Corey?
It also opens up the lines here across multiple markets with something so light, agile, but still performing at a high quality of the Ropio. We see this product line also stepping across markets, like I said, outside of military, in commercial, industrial, mining applications, remote communities, boil water advisory communities, and so on. We see this as being a highly deployable across the markets across Canada, coast to coast.
Bluemetric has signed standing offer agreements with Thales to support the Royal Canadian Navy's Arctic and offshore patrol ships and joint support ships, plus the Navy's minor warships and auxiliary vessels. What do these contracts provide for them?
Both of these contracts are really critical to the future of Bluemetric, and the fact that both of these sub-agreements, what we're offering to Thales is really the service and support directly with the water, everything water on across all classes of ships within these two contracts of Aegis and M-Wave. And really, Bluemetric's responsibility is obviously as a sub-agreement, standing offer agreement that we have in place, Bluemetric can deliver critical parts, service and support, training, system optimization as well as maintenance for the water systems. And like I said, for all classes that require it. And just to add there as well, BlueMetric also supplied all the water system related equipment for the JSS under a prior contract with C-SPAN Shipyards.
BlueMetric wants to build those long-standing relationships. And we're all well aware of the type of agreements that contractors, and in particular defense contractors, are coming in with regards to the Canadian Forces and the Canadian government. These make sense with regards to cost efficiency, expertise, and knowledge on the systems that we're working on. And you need to do that through a long process of, you know, relationship building, trust and confidence. And we feel, as does Thales, obviously, that we have built that relationship and that trust and confidence between, respectively, both of our organizations to continue to provide the service that both of us want to provide the ships of the Canadian Armed Forces.
Now, I understand that BlueMetric has partnered with VARD for Team Vigilance, and you've also signed a partnership agreement with SH Defense?
That's correct, James. To touch base on both of those as a bit of a, you know, separate entities, as they are. SH Defense, as you know, is a Danish defense contractor that covers a wide scope of other operations. So BlueMetric, over the last months, has been in negotiations with SH Defense to support their general concept, which I'm very familiar with because as a former Kingston-class driver going back 25 years, the idea of compartmentalization and specialized payloads was something we were, you know, we were doing 25, 30 years ago on those ships, but in a much different format. SH Defense obviously has moved that to a much, much higher level of sophistication. And so we, with our, for instance, our ASWAPs or our Ropio units, would be working and tying into their compartmentalization systems. And so that memo of understanding and partnership agreement has just coming to fruition now. With respects to VARD and the Op Vigilance Project, yes, we should be announcing very soon the arrangement of what VARD is calling a preferred suppliers list, that we would be one of those companies that would be collaborating and working with VARD for what we hope to be, you know, a successful endeavor and project with the replacement of additional ships into the Canadian Armed Forces. On top of that, we have worked, and we are also looking at our waste management system, which we had done through Pop-Up City and the IDEAS program, which was sponsored by DRDC, of which we were by far the best piece of equipment on wastewater management on a mobile aspect with regards to the Pop-Up City final competition. So those agreements and those relationships are growing, and we feel that is just the next step in the maturity and growth of where BlueMetric would like to position itself.
You mentioned, of course, the mobile wastewater treatment plant and the award you won for that. What was that process about, and is it true that this unit is now available for sale, lease, or rent?
One small correction, though, James. We didn't win an award. The consortium as a team did not win, but ours was viewed as the best of the wastewater systems, which we are very proud of and very thankful to IDEAS and DRDC for providing the opportunity to develop this system really right from scratch. And over the 2 or 3 years that Corey worked with the various players to get that system up to what we call a technical readiness level of 9, that unit is now being marketed by myself even and other members within our team to organizations, not just within the Canadian Forces, as Corey mentioned earlier, because again, we like to view our equipment, though very focused in this particular interview with CDR and yourself, on the military side of the equation. We look at everything as dual purpose. I think now technologies, if you can make it dual purpose and that it covers several different disciplines and industries, I think you'll be far more successful in selling your equipment.
Yeah, just to add on and expand on the mobile wastewater treatment plant is obviously it's a mission-ready, self-contained sewage wastewater treatment system. And its claim to fame is really the water recovery of 90 to 95%, which is huge and it is a game changer in the industry. And really, when you look at the effluent quality, so that the water that's treated and coming out on the other side of this system is actually meeting the Canadian drinking water standards and can be discharged without harmful impact to the environment or used for non-potable water requirements as required. And really, with this system as well, one thing that we do want to highlight is the water operations can commence within 4 hours of landing on the spot to set up wherever it needs to be set up to start treating the sewage wastewater. One special note as well, we will have this mobile wastewater treatment plant on display at CANSEC this year, this spring, at the end of May.
I would add, James, very quickly to Corey's, both on the wastewater, the new wastewater system, and our Ropio and ASWAP system. The three areas that we feel that we have a very big competitive advantage is, A, we don't use a lot of consumables on those particular units, i.e. in the case of making of water, not a lot of filters. That makes a big difference with regards to not only cost and time down of maintenance on particular units, but also is going to alleviate supply chain issues. So we feel that those provide all kinds of organizations with a view that they're far more sustainable, they're environmentally friendly, and they're far more cost efficient.
Finally, what is next for BlueMetric in 2024?
Well, what is next for BlueMetric in 2024? Well, as I enter my second year with BlueMetric with great excitement and building on the momentum that Corey and his team has built after 3 or 4 years of tremendous growth within the Defense Department, we're looking at expanding, not, you know, within the Canadian Armed Forces, again, offering our product, offering our services to the various elements within the department, also looking externally to other militaries, including our brethren south of the border in the United States, expanding much more focused on specific shipbuilding yards, not necessarily in the military context, but within shipbuilding itself, both for new systems and upgrades, for refits of ships in those yards. We've applied for and yet to be, accepted to a trade mission courtesy of the federal government to Malaysia in Vietnam to work with Minister Ying on that, hopefully at the end of August. And recently just opened a little small footprint in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia at Cove, the innovation center there in the old Coast Guard facility. So we're very much focused on maintaining and building on our relationships with companies like Thales, SH Defense, Bard, but at the same time expanding not only domestically, but internationally into what we hope will be more interesting markets for us. Corey, final thoughts?
Yeah, final thought, Scott, is just to once again bring to the top, it is expansion. So when we think about what is next for BlueMetric here in 2024, it's all about expansion internally, externally, and as Scott implied here, exploring and growing relationships such as SH Defense, Vard, Thales, Rheinmetall, and so on, not only in external markets from Canada, but also internally here, as we discussed with our mobile solutions, really crossing multiple markets and sectors here to touch on remote communities, firefighting, boil water advisories in such of these remote communities and other communities as well. So it's really also to increase our footprint here in Canada.
Our good friends from the East Coast have been big supporters of ours. They provided us a great deal of visibility and marketing out on the East Coast, and in particular those markets which we are actually focusing on. When we talk about domestically, we are, with the size of operation we have, we feel that we can make, a much bigger impact and help those communities and industries on the East Coast, Atlantic Canada, where we have a big focus now into Newfoundland. Obviously, very strong footprint in Nova Scotia with regards to relationships with the Royal Canadian Navy and our recent, as I noted, office opening up at Cove, and looking at other ways we can support you know, maritime communities, as Corey mentioned, through our mobile units, which we feel is a much more cost-effective and reliable way to provide clean drinking water to those communities without spending millions of dollars on a bricks and mortar water purification plant, which in many cases are not particularly very successful unless you have a very large budget to operate them and the community to support them. So, you know, we're very happy to be a big collaborator and supporter of Galeforce.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on the CDR Radio podcast.
And thank you, James and CDR, for having us today.
Thank you and your team. It was a great interview, and we look forward to seeing the results.
You've been listening to the latest in the CDR Radio podcast series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. I've been speaking with Corey Switzer and Scott Healy of BlueMetric Environmental. To hear more CDR Radio podcasts, go to CanadianDefenseReview.com or find us on iTunes and Google Play under CDR Radio. I'm James Careless. Thank you for listening to the CDR Radio podcast. Talk to you again next time.
Tune in next time for another Canadian Defense Focus podcast from CDR Radio.